So tonight, I want us to talk about the Holy Spirit. And my message tonight is about the Holy Spirit. The topics will be changing as we go, but in the beginning, we'll talk about the Holy Spirit. And our first scripture we'll be reading is Joel chapter 2, verse 28. The scripture said, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." Now, from the scripture we just read, there is a prophecy by Prophet Joel. It shall come to pass. Now, in the book of John chapter 14, Jesus is now explaining a bit further. When we read from verse 15, Jesus is explaining a very important subject.
"If you love me, keep my commandments.
And I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Please, I was explaining this earlier on. I want you to see the scripture there. The word there is with. He will abide with. And this is a very good foundational understanding that is needed in this matter. So the Holy Spirit will be with. Say with. I can repeat this teaching again and again in the beginning of my subject, because where we are going is very far. I will take you into a lot of realms in this teaching that will need you to understand that the reason the Holy Spirit is coming, only one job: with. Say with. So the Holy Spirit is with you. Are you here? The Bible says, "And how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power." With. So, the reason the Holy Spirit is there is to be with you. Say with. And the scripture says, Jesus says, "I'll ask the Father to give you another helper." Say, helper. Helper. Paraclete. Another helper. Now. I was illustrating earlier on. I was saying, if I'm standing here and I want to pick up this pulpit from here, the chances to pick this pulpit up are probably maybe zero, but it's so heavy. But when I ask someone to come and help me, the chances are 100 that we'll pick this up and we'll put it somewhere else. Why? Because that person is the helper. Are you here, right? So there are things I cannot carry alone. There are projects I cannot handle alone. There are prayers I cannot pray alone. There are fastings I cannot do alone. I need a helper. So the Holy Spirit comes in as a helper. But the biggest problem is we still have people who are praying without a helper in their mindset. So we have people who are on their own and say, "I've been praying for a long time, nothing's changing." We still have people who are praying right now. "Father, Lord, I pray." Oh, Father, they don't even know that that type of prayer is wrong. You need a helper. In Romans 8 verse 26, the Bible says what? It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also does what?
Help us in our weaknesses."
Mm-hmm.
"For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us."
Thank you.
"With groanings which cannot be uttered."
So do you understand that? Yes. Makes intercessions. Mm. The Spirit makes intercessions. Praise. Now, until one day you should be delivered out of this knowledge where you think you are praying. It is in the Old Testament they prayed. In the New Testament we have the helper who helps us to pray. So when I am praying, I pray with the Holy Spirit. This is a very important foundation that I should inform you again. When we pray to the Father through the Son with the Holy Spirit. So the Father is on the throne. The Son is on the right hand side. The Spirit is on earth. So when I'm praying, there are people who actually think God will send the Holy Spirit from heaven. Father, Lord, send your Holy Spirit. He is already here. Do you understand that? He was already sent. He's no longer in heaven. He's on earth. Right now, the Holy Spirit is on earth. It is Jesus who is not on earth. He's with the Father at the right hand side of the Father. He will only come on rapture. The only one on earth right now is the Spirit. Why? He want to be with you. He want to help you. So if I want to make an effective prayer, I need the Holy Spirit. So people say, I've been praying and I'm not being answered. It's because you pray. But the scripture there says, if you have the Spirit, he makes intercessions on your behalf. So when I pray to the Father, not to Jesus. If you say, Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you opened my life. Lord Jesus, you are great. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that everything about me must change. Lord Jesus. Sounds nice, right? But wrong. Of course, it's not a wrong prayer, but not effective. Because we don't ask anything to Jesus. He said, if you shall ask the Father in my name, not if you shall ask me. Come on, sometimes I hear you, prophet. So we don't pray to Jesus, we pray to the Father through Jesus. So the reason why prayers are not effective enough, people are praying to the Holy Spirit and people are praying to Jesus, not to the Father. Jesus, we read that in John 14 verse 6. What does the Bible say? No one comes to the Father except through the Son.
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Read again.
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
No one
comes to the Father except through me.
No one comes to the Father. I want that part. Everybody read together. No one.
No one comes to the Father except through me.
No one comes to the Father except through. So who's Jesus? Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the way to the Father. Your prayer has got a way, access to the Father through Jesus. So your prayers do not, Jesus is not the last destination. What have I said? Can you imagine people saying, I don't know why Jesus is doing this to me. Jesus is not the last destination of your prayer. He is a way. You understand? He is a what? He is a way. In John 14, 13, what does the scripture say? The scripture say,
and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Whatsoever you ask in whose name?
In Jesus' name.
Exactly. So you don't ask to him. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name. You understand that? So we don't pray to Jesus. We pray to who? To the Father. Through who? Jesus. And I've said, it's not wrong to say, Jesus, do this. Because the Bible says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I and my Father are one. However, an effective way of prayer, it is when you ask the Father through the Son, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that any demonic prosperity that is happening against my children, that you deliver them. I ask this to you, the Father, through your Son, Jesus. You are making an effective prayer. You are asking the Father through the Son. And who is helping you in that prayer? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit helps you to pray. He is there to help you. I was saying, and I want you to hear this. I was saying this. So the Father, because people actually confuse, like, so how is God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit? He is one God. Ever seen an orange? An orange, if you peel it off, it's not one. It has a lot of segments. It doesn't mean that there are many oranges. No, it's one. But you can actually have another segment. Am I talking to somebody here? Exactly. So God is the only one who is able to actually, he can actually behave as a Son. He can be the Father, and he can be the Spirit. Just like you, you have the body, the soul, and the Spirit. When you die, they will not say, we are going to get the body. They want to say, we are going to get so-so in the mortuary. They will say, we are going to get the remains. Because so-so is gone. Oh, did you just hear that? So-so is gone. So meaning to say, there is a huge difference between the body, the soul, and the Spirit. Because the person is gone, which is the Spirit. The person is gone, he can't think anymore. That is the soul. So God is the Father, he is the Son, and he is the Spirit. The three are one God. There is no God the Son without the Father, and there is no Father without the Spirit. Just like you are, there is no you without the body, and there is no body without your soul, and there is no soul without your Spirit. Am I talking to you? But if I look at you right now and I say, give me this phone, it is not the Spirit that will give me the phone. The body has to do it. But this body, if the Spirit is not there, it will not respond. Because it needs the Spirit and it needs the soul. So when I say, give me the phone, it means his mind, his soul is active. And the Spirit in him is there. So the body will act. So without the soul, he cannot give me the phone. So he can have the phone with him here. But the moment he sleeps and he's dreaming that he's somewhere else, even if I say, give me the phone, he won't give it. And he's in front of me, but his spirit is gone to the dreamland. Until I wake him up and the Spirit comes in, and then he'll give me the phone. So the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they work in the same way. That you cannot ask the Father without the Son. And you cannot ask the Son without the Spirit. So we have people who actually remove the Holy Spirit out of the picture. They just talk to the Father. Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Shakabababa. Even that Shakabababa is the Spirit praying. They don't even know about it. Shaka ba 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 ba. Hey ba 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 ba. Hara ba ba. They don't even know the ba 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 is the Spirit. And I even thinking, like, I don't even know. I've been praying. I don't know if God answer me. Who's doing shaba ba ba ba? You will tell me maybe you are lying. As long as it is the Spirit praying on your behalf, giving you thanks, praying on your behalf, then we have the confidence. Because I am not praying alone. I am praying with God. Because the Spirit is God. He's in the Trinity of the Father. So can you imagine the Holy Ghost coming to help me? Can you imagine the Spirit of God helping shepherd? As weak as I am. As weak as you are. The Spirit, God himself, coming on earth to help you pray. Because he knows how you can pray to the Father. He knows you are weak. He knows you cannot utter a prayer that can move God in heaven. So the Spirit helps you to pray. Marakaduvrihita kapahanta kahatia. Ja aze e kaprata. Marufre e degebos. Say in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Ghost. So who do we pray to? We pray to the Father. But who do we chat with? We chat with the Holy Ghost. You can actually chat with the Holy Spirit. You can actually converse with Him. I want us to go to Exodus chapter 4, from verse 24 to 26.
And it came to pass on the way, at the encampment, that the Lord made him and sought to kill him.
Now, that's Moses. Now, who was Moses? Moses has been called in chapter 3 that he's a prophet. God says, go and take away my people from Egypt to Canaan. He has responded to the calling. As he's on his way to do the mission, the Bible says God sought to kill him. Now you didn't hear me. God sought what? But Zipporah, his wife.
Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, surely you are a husband of blood to me.
So God let him go.
He let him go. Then she said, you are a husband of blood because of the circumcision.
All right. How did Moses survive? It was the wife. She understood he didn't do an instruction to circumcise his son. So the wife, when he was about to die, yet had a calling. God doesn't care how good you are. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to help you. The same God who gave you a calling, he came to kill you. So now, who helped Moses? The wife. And do you know the meaning of the word wife? A wife comes from a word Ezer, which means to rescue, to save, to help. And it's the same word which is used in the New Testament when Jesus said, I'll ask the Father to give you a helper. The word helper, there is the same word Ezer. So the role of the Holy Spirit in a life of a believer, it's the same role of a wife. Only that the role of a wife is limited to helping you as a being, as a man. But the role of the Holy Spirit is unlimited. Is to help you to the Father. Are you here, somebody? Now, so we see here that one is about to die, and we see a wife helping Moses how to live. That's how the Holy Spirit protects people. Some of other things, the Holy Spirit will give you instruction. He will say, do this. Pray in this way. Give. Do this. You didn't do this. Do this. He helps you. Tell your neighbor, if you have a neighbor next to you, say, are you understanding this? Say, the Holy Spirit is the helper. So when I am praying, listen to me. When I am praying, if I am praying to the Father, I have to pray to the Father through the Son. Who is helping me? The Holy Spirit. So you must understand this. So when you are praying, stop praying to Jesus. Stop praying. How can you pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus? We ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and we have an assistance of the Holy Ghost. But can I talk to the Holy Spirit? Oh yeah. You can even tell him now. I can actually tell him to touch you. I can say, Holy Spirit, touch, and he will touch. The only time you're going to hear me mentioning the word Holy Spirit is when I am teaching or I am praying. You will never hear me mentioning this name anywhere. It is that sacred. I wonder people when they're chatting, they say, they mention the name easily. You will never hear me mention the name Holy Spirit in my conversations. You will never hear me mention the name Jesus in my chats. I mention this name when I'm in prayer or when I'm teaching. It helps, if you do that, it helps you to have the power. When you mention this name, there is power. But if you play around with these names, there's no power. No matter how you pray, there'll be no power. I promise you. Listen to me. Look around people who God uses them in signs and wonders. People who God uses powerfully. They will never mention these names anyhow. Never. But you see people like even chatting, joking, mentioning the name, anywhere else talking and laughing and talking, joking, even speaking and just mentioning the name. I don't, because this name is not the name we should be discussing in our conversations and joking around and talking around. These are holy names. Am I talking to somebody right here? You need to know who the Holy Spirit is. But I can chat with him, I can talk with him, I can say, Holy Spirit, help me now. What must I do? I can ask the Holy Spirit to pray with me. I can ask the Holy Spirit to go with me. I can ask the Holy Spirit, because when I am doing something, he is there to help. Say, Holy Spirit. Say it again, say, Holy Spirit, help me to grow. So in the book of John chapter 2, we see a prophet. He's giving a prediction. The time will come when the Father will send the Spirit, not on few people. Because the biggest problem we have is for people to believe, do I have the Holy Spirit? Can I receive the Holy Spirit? The Bible says this Spirit of God will be poured on all flesh. Not on some few people, on everyone, all flesh. Then says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. They shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Now in Acts chapter 2 verse 15, we see people thinking when they saw Peter speaking in tongues, filled up with the Holy Ghost, they began to say, these men are drunk. That's where now I want to speak to all of you who drink wine. I want to address you once and for all. In those days, people used to drink wine. You see, in the Old Testament, people drinking wine. But there were days when the Holy Spirit didn't come. That's where the word old wineskin and the new wineskin comes from. They used to drink wine. And now we are being told the Spirit will come. And he will do exactly what wine do. So what does wine do? It takes over your brain. If you are filled up with alcohol, you begin to talk things you're not supposed to say. Every person who had a special assignment in the Bible, who you will hear the Bible saying, and the Spirit of God came upon them. The Bible says, these people in the Bible were told never to taste alcohol or wine. Samson, the Bible says, and the Spirit of God came upon him mightily, and he defeated. What happened before he was born? There was an instruction, he must never get wine. Why? Because the Spirit does not come to do what wine can do. If alcohol can remove your stress, then why the Spirit? If a cigarette can remove your stress, then why the Spirit? Because the Spirit comes in to help you. So if alcohol can help you, I'm talking to somebody right here. If alcohol can help you, then why the Spirit? The difference between being natural and being spiritual is there. A natural man and a spiritual man, they're two different people. I don't need alcohol to help me what I'm passing through. Me, I need the Spirit. That's why no matter what I'm passing through, I have never stressed. Because I have the Spirit, another comforter, a helper, a teacher. Hey, am I talking to somebody right here? So when you have the Holy Ghost, so the Bible says, when he shall come, he shall fill all flesh. Now in the New Testament, the apostles were in the upper room, and the Holy Ghost came upon them in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. And they began to speak other tongues, and they walked out of the upper room, and they began to walk all over, talking in tongues. And people said, these men are drunk. And Peter says in verse 15, these men are not drunk as you suppose.
For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what was spoken by prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And on my maid servant, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy.
Did you hear an interpretation of Peter? Jonah says, on young men and young women shall prophesy. Peter says, many servants and many servants shall prophesy. When you have the Holy Ghost, you can actually be confused with a drunkard, because you are under the influence also. Another one is under the influence of alcohol, and you are under the influence of the Spirit. We have the Holy Ghost. We can say, in the name of Jesus, I command anyone standing on my way, by the power of God, you shall collapse, and they will indeed collapse. What makes us stand here and tell you that we are fearing nothing? We are fearing nobody. We are winning the battle. What gives us the confidence? We have the Holy Ghost. We are not alone. Someone say, I'm not alone. But when you hear a person scared, like saying, I don't know what I would do. I am confused. I don't know what to do anymore. That person does not have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Spirit will give you the courage, the boldness. He will help you. And tonight as you pray, you are praying for one thing. I need the Holy Ghost. How many says, I need the Holy Spirit today? Can I see your hands up? Anyone else who says, I need the Holy Ghost. I need him to help me. I have a lot of things. I need him to help me. When the Spirit comes, he does not only come to help you pray to the Father. Never. I was saying earlier on, the Holy Spirit also helps you even in who to marry. He helps you in decision making. I opened a scripture for you in Isaiah 34 verse 16. The Bible says, but he, the Spirit, shall gather you together with your mate.
Search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his Spirit has gathered them together.
Who has gathered them together?
His Spirit has gathered them.
So you need to understand these things. The Spirit is involved. The Holy Ghost is involved in a marriage. He is involved in decision making. He is involved in fighting battles. I just showed you an example here of Samson. The Spirit came upon him and he defeated the enemies. So he is involved in healing the sick. He is involved in anything around you. You have got a project. You want to pursue it. You need a helper. We have people who are doing it on their own. Praise be to God, because they're able to do it. But God saw you can't do it on your own. You need a helper. everything I do in the business world, this only prayer I make and only request I ask the Holy Spirit. I say, Holy Spirit, help me here. I go there and I say, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your counseling. I need you to help me, because he's the helper. He helps you. You need the Holy Spirit in everything around you. You need to be filled up with the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians 5, 17 and 18, what does the scripture say?
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
What is that will?
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
Do you understand that? It says, do not be unwise. Understand the will of God. What is the will of God? Do not be drunk with wine, in which there's dispersion. Rather, be filled. Rather, the word rather there changes everything. Instead, there changes. Replace wine with the Spirit. Replace. So I have the Holy Ghost now. I think. Can you imagine somebody told me, like, no, Papa, I drink because of stress. I said, what? I said, are you a believer? I said, I'm a believer. I drink because, I said, you drink because of stress. I said, are you a believer? I'm asking you again, are you a believer? I said, you are not a believer. No believer can drink out of stress. A believer who has the Holy Ghost. A believer who speaks in tongues. A believer has the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, rather be filled. A believer go in the room like some of us. When we are passing through a lot of things and the world thinks we are finished and we are done, we close the door in our room and we begin to speak in tongue. How can I stress? I go in my room like this and I speak. I touch the wall. I speak in tongues. I pray I have the Holy Ghost. How can I lose? Hey, how can you lose? Say after me, I have the Holy Ghost.
I have the Holy Ghost.
Say it again, I have the Holy Ghost.
I have the Holy Ghost.
I have the Holy Spirit.
I have the Holy Spirit.
And the only thing why people have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is not doing anything, it is because the Holy Spirit does not work in your subconscious. What I mean is, the Holy Spirit does not work when you are not aware. The Holy Spirit cannot operate if you are not aware. A good example is, many people were touching Jesus and they were not what? Healed. But one woman who was aware that if I touch him, I'll be healed. She was what? The anointing does not work outside awareness. You can sit in this building like this and never get a miracle. And someone watching on TV far away, just having an awareness, to say, as I'm watching Major One tonight, my miracle will happen. A miracle can happen to somebody in Tunisia because of awareness. So you can actually be next to me like this and touching me, like, oh, Major One, nothing can change. But somebody's watching far away and is aware, can get a miracle. So the anointing, the Spirit, works with what? Awareness. So if you are there, you are aware that I have a helper, I have a comforter, I have a teacher, I have the Spirit of God. We'll look on all these things, who he is. The moment you are aware, he will help you in all things. The presence of demonic activities in the life of a believer is the absence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. The reason why demons are finding their way around you, it is because the Spirit of God is not finding a way all around you. Now with this presence that you tonight is feeding you of God's spirit, it will be very impossible for darkness to come closer to you. It's a moment you're shining. Receive in the name of the Lord Jesus the gift of God. The Spirit of the living God. May He, the Spirit of God, change your thinking, your reasoning, your understanding. May He feed you up and give you grace and power wherever you shall go. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen.